Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So today's gospel passage is a familiar one, and it's also one that sometimes stirs up some controversy. And I bet you know why. Jesus and his disciples are busy traveling on their way. In fact, they're on the road to Jerusalem, where Jesus will be crucified. And on the way, they arrive at the village where they are welcomed by a woman named Martha. And this is her home. The story doesn't tell us that she is the co-owner of a home with her sister Mary. We definitely get the impression that Martha is the one in charge. She is the authority around here. And I can just picture this scene. It's late in the afternoon, it's really hot, the road has been dusty, and Jesus and his band of disciples walk toward the house. And Jesus is saying to them, you know, I met this really nice woman named Martha some time ago. She came to one of my big crowd events, remember? And she said, be sure and stop by if I was ever in the neighborhood. I know she would be hurt if we didn't visit. And so they approach and they knock on the door. And Martha comes to the door and she says, Jesus, how nice to see you again. What, you're here for dinner? All of you? Well, come on in. And she's thinking to herself, oh my gosh, the house is a mess. What on earth am I going to feed them? There must be at least 20 of them. And then she yells out, Mary! It's really easy to imagine a scene like this. And in this scenario, Martha's distraction is very justified by the fact that she's been caught off guard. So here's another way of looking at the story, another scenario. What if this distraction is just Martha's nature? How many of you had a grandmother like I did who would bustle around the kitchen at dinner time, never sitting down with the rest of us or never taking the time to relax? She would hop up and stir a pot or take the jello out of the mold. She would sit down for just a second and then she would jump up to get the butter or put the pans in the water to soak. And it was not very restful to be around her at mealtimes, but she sure could cook. And Martha tends to remind me of my grandmother. In fact, I have met a lot of women like Martha, but I'm not sure I know very many Marys. Mary does not respond to the crisis as Martha wants. Instead of helping out around the house, Mary simply takes her place at the feet of Jesus. She's learning from him like one of the disciples. And the fact that she is a woman, and as such, women were not encouraged to learn from rabbis, this doesn't deter Mary. She is determined to soak up whatever Jesus has to say. Can't you tell that there is tension brewing here? And maybe this is even a long-standing sisterly conflict. Mary, how many times do I have to tell you to set the table? You're always spacing out and dreaming your life away. Other people are doing the work you're supposed to be doing. Almost inevitably, Martha snaps. And it's kind of an embarrassing scene, isn't it? She gets so upset that she asks the guest to resolve the conflict between her and her sister. And it almost seems like blackmail, doesn't it? Jesus, I've been slaving away over a hot stove for you, and you better appreciate it. You better get me some help in here right now. Yes, she drags Jesus right into the middle of it. But her hard feelings, I think, are directed at Mary. Mary is the one that Martha wants to make feel bad. And she wants to shame her into doing her duty. And you know, witnessing that kind of an inter-family argument can make a guest feel pretty uncomfortable, can make them wish they weren't there, can even make them leave in a hurry. Now the ball is in Jesus' court. What's he going to say? Whose side is he going to take? There's some suspense here. And Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. You've been working so hard out there in the kitchen. Thank you, Martha. You're right. You do need some help. I tell you what, let's all go out and help. Martha, where would you like us to start?" Isn't that what Jesus says in this story? Oops. Missed opportunity, Jesus. Instead, he says something like, "You are distracted, but you don't need to be. All that's not important. Mary's got the right idea, and I am not going to let you distract her with all your tasks." And I have to say, that really hurts the Martha in me. I want Jesus' approval. I want him to say thank you to me. I can feel pretty virtuous sometimes about all the tasks I've got to accomplish, and you had better not get between me and my task list. Frankly, this story has raised the ire of many a woman who felt her cooking skills or her type of hospitality or even her role in society were being devalued by this story. And really, is Mary, passive Mary, who just sits there and listens, never speaks in this story, is she really such a great step forward as a female role model? Or maybe it wasn't like that either. Here's a final scenario. Maybe Jesus had known Martha and Mary for a long time, and maybe they were already among his followers, disciples like those who were with Jesus on the road. You know, the early church relied on the financial support of many women, and Martha, as the head of the household, she could have been an example of the very important role that wealthy women played in nurturing the church with their hospitality and patronage. Maybe this story isn't about the kitchen. Maybe it's not about the sisterly conflict. If we look at the text, we are told that Martha was distracted by her many tasks. And I'm really curious about the translator's decision to use that word tasks in this passage. Because the Greek word is diakonia. And diakonia is where we get our word deacon, of course. And in most other places in the New Testament, this word is translated as service and ministry, not as tasks. So what if we substituted one of those words and read instead, "Martha was distracted by much serving or by much ministry"? What would it be like to envision Martha as a faithful deacon or as a faithful elder, busy with the work of the church rather than as an overzealous cook? What would it be like to think of Martha in a similar caring role to the Good Samaritan? Or maybe even Martha is like the innkeeper in that same story of the Good Samaritan, the one who picks up the pieces after everybody has left. Maybe Martha is the one who is tending to God's people, pursuing the mission that God has called her to in all the tasks of serving and ministry. Maybe that's who Martha is. So who does this make Mary? Well, the church has often experienced a tension between the activist element, like Martha, and the contemplative element. So Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus, is praised by him for choosing the better part. And maybe she is an attractive role model for spiritual seekers. But we're still left with this uncomfortable fact that Jesus lifts up one sister over the other. It sounds like Jesus may be saying that the contemplative aspect of faith is better than the mission orientation of faith. I think what is really important in this story is Mary's attention. She pays attention to Jesus. She listens to him. Now, Martha's not doing anything wrong. Service and mission are crucial aspects of ministry. I think it's just that Martha's timing is off. There is a time to work and a time to pray, a time to talk and a time to listen. And did you notice that Martha talks to Jesus while Mary listens to him? God isn't always right in front of us. Sometimes we don't think that God is speaking to us at all. Sometimes it becomes hard to tell what God is saying. And Jesus reminds us that listening to God when we have that opportunity is always the best thing we can do. Listening opens our hearts to love. And in this congregation, as elders prepare to lead the congregation into the future, seeking a new pastor, you know that many Marthas will be at work doing the tasks and the service of ministry. And thank you to all the Marthas. But don't forget Mary. Don't forget to listen to Jesus, because the work of the church isn't just tasks. The work of the church is the way of love. And Mary has chosen the better part. She has not allowed herself to be distracted. She has focused on the one thing necessary, paying attention to God, so that her ministry and service may be as faithful as possible. And Jesus says to Mary and Martha, Jesus says to us, go and do likewise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.